keep the good vibes going. We're joined now in the studio by our Monday Daily producer, Oscar Byrne. Oscar, how's it going?
Good to be here, as per usual. I mean, I look forward to it every Sunday night. I'm always thinking, get the good vibes going. How are you doing, Jared?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. We've had a couple of mix-ups this morning.
Yeah, if I'm being honest, watching you's almost put me in a bad mood, to be honest. It's almost brought me down a bit.
That's all right. Onwards and upwards, though. We're doing
exactly,
our best,
man.
Now.
We've got just the remedy, and you know what? It's time for the tune.
All righty, let's get it going.
I think we gotta get that going, get everyone in that jovial mood.
It's good stuff. Goes a long way, doesn't it?
Oh, it's the best. So we've got the first bit of good news coming from Nathan Watson's birthday. I think a lot of people have definitely experienced the cancellation of birthdays, weddings. I think everyone's kind of been suffering from that, just not being able to kind of be around their friends and family to celebrate those events. So his birthday was cancelled. It was his 40th birthday, the big 4-0, and his sister went onto Facebook, and she went onto their local community Facebook group and basically did a post saying, hey, look, it's Nathan's birthday. Drive by, give him a wave, give him a beep. It'll make his day.
People stopped in.
Over 100 people came by and they gave him a wave. It was his best birthday. The police came by, the fire engine came by, even a Ghostbusters van came by.
Oh, what more can you ask for?
Man, I want a Ghostbusters. For my next birthday, I want to get a Ghostbusters. What more could you want?
Oh, man, honestly, if you're lacking in guests for your next birthday...
Who are you going to call?
Ghostbusters.
Yeah, truly heartwarming stuff, and it's good to hear he enjoyed his birthday. So happy belated birthday there to Nathan.
Happy birthday, Nathan.
Yeah, more good news coming out, this time from a lost car 40 years ago.
Doesn't sound like good news, Oscar.
Whoa, don't jump to any conclusions.
Alrighty.
So for over 40 years, this man, Kim Valentine, he had lost his car. I think he parked it somewhere on a night out and just... never found
Gosh
it.
Done,
I mean,
forgot.
Yeah, couldn't find it. And anyway, a week ago, 40 years, I think around the same, to the month actually, he was going for a day trip in the Burney Island. And he thought, that looks very familiar, off in a paddock. And he went over and he'd never forgotten the number plate. He remembered to the day, and that was the car. 40 years later.
What?
I mean, I was reading it too, and I was like, geez, man, that's...
What, just in the bush somewhere?
It was just abandoned, and he remembered the number plate, and he went over, and I was like, what are the odds of that happening, though, do you think? 40 years later, for your old family car to be abandoned in a bush.
Is that where he remembered having left it, or had it,
that's a good
since
question.
Been stolen and then taken there, or whatever it is?
I didn't go into detail about that, but I would really want to know as well, how did that happen? Maybe he crashed it there and just doesn't remember.
I don't know. It's a good question.
Who knows?
You'd have to think there was a couple red cordials.
Oh, man, a few. I mean, I know I've lost a few things over the last few years. Shirts, car keys, house keys.
Car keys is okay. To lose your car keys.
But
okay.
The car itself, you can get the car key back, but the car is a bit of a...
They're rather large.
Yeah, cars as well. That is true, actually. Yeah, a bit bigger than a key. Cool. Yeah. So now the final bit of good news is coming out of gyms in Sydney. Uh-huh. Brisbane rather. Bella Caution, during COVID, she had a deaf friend who was basically saying, look, I need to go to the gym. I love going to the gym. I think like a lot of people, it's great for your mental health, especially in COVID. Uh-huh. But she was deaf. So obviously a big barrier was kind of attending classes. Obviously such a crucial part of going to a gym class is... communication
and
someone at the front with a headpiece pumping some tunes, getting everyone into it. But obviously, if you can't hear what they're saying, sure, you can get the movements and see if they're actually giving a physical example. But so she thought, she was running a gym and thought, look, we need to implement this initiative. We need deaf people to basically be able to come into gyms and experience what everyone else is able to experience. So she started that initiative, started classes where signage was implemented, and the response was overwhelming. The amount of people who responded, I think it was 1,000 plus people in the first week. So they had to expand the classes, kind of get a lot more people coming in who could do the signage and take those classes.
Classes are exclusively for the hearing impaired, or just for anyone and everyone, and then sign language is incorporated.
I think, yeah, it's for anyone and everyone, but obviously like a big, the priority for the class is given to...
Is to give them an avenue.
For deaf people, yeah.
That's awesome. That's really, really cool
stuff. Man, that's
great.
Like, I think, yeah, for anyone in that position, I was reading the article and a lot of those people before had to hire personal trainers.
Yeah.
Without that, like, communication in a class. But yeah, great. Lots of good news this week. Are you feeling a bit better?
Yeah, I am feeling a
little
bit better.
Spirits are back up.
Yeah, absolutely. That's really picked me up. I do always appreciate when you come in here, Oscar, and you give us some good news. Good news on Mondays, every Monday. And of course, if you want to listen back, we do upload this segment. So if you want to pick up your spirits again, put a little bit of a smile on your dial, you can head to Oscar's producer page as well.
Check
plenty
it out,
good
yeah.
Stories as well.
I think we've got 4 or 5 weeks of good news up there. So if you're at home, you're feeling down, check it out.
Always Queensland-based stories with you as well, Oscar.
I don't know. My mum's from Queensland. Maybe it's my inner Queenslander coming out.
Must be. There's a little bit of an affinity there. I love it. Nonetheless, don't worry
about
that.
Glad you enjoyed.
All righty, Oscar. Thanks for joining us. We'll speak to you again
next
week, yeah?
Thank you.